apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation, especially to them that believe, to the Jew first, and after that to the Greek. For therein is the faith of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, just shall live by faith. Anytime in the Word of God where he says it's written somewhere in the Word of God. And as it is written, he said, the just shall live by faith. And where it was written, he said, the just shall live by his faith. Salvation is by grace, through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast, but it's a gift of God. Tonight, if you have got salvation, if you have got God's Spirit living within you, and that Spirit began to move around like he started a little bit ago, I don't see how you be still.
Glory to God.
I don't see how you be still at all. And then, Sister Myrtle, when I look around and I see people that don't have life within them, the Word of God said, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You know what he called, said about people that don't have life? He said, you are dead while you live. Somebody said, well, I know if I die like this, I'll be lost. No, you got that wrong. You are dead already. Judgment is past for you. You might as well get it through your head. You're not going to get to hear the Lord start judging whether or not you fed a little sick cat or something, and he's going to bless you for it. Beloved, if you don't have his Son dwelling you in the person of the Holy Ghost, you are lost. You are dead while you live. You don't have life. Beloved, life, eternal life, is a gift from God. And you brethren that have the Holy Ghost, I want you to look at your life. I look at mine, you can look at yours. You don't have to worry about mine because I'm going to have to answer for it. I want you to pray for me every time you think of me. But beloved, you look at your life. And if there is anything in there that is keeping that spirit that God gave us so free, listen to what he said. If the Son hath made you free, you're free indeed.
Yes.
Well, what are you free to do? Break the law? No, you are free from sin and conviction that sin brings on you. And if the Son hadn't made you free, you still got it there. Now, beloved, this evening, I am going to try my best to just wrap up my part of this revival here tonight, except for what my praying for, because we have done what we feel like God has led us to do, what God has not only showed me, but the other brethren, some of them, what needed to be done up till tonight. And tonight, it's time for us to do something else.
Yes,
brethren, you've been admonished. We've been admonished to obey God. I want to tell you something, brethren. You got the Holy Ghost. You got a power within you, Brother Keith, that the Word of God tells us. Beloved, there's no power in this world that can compare to it.
Yes, thank God.
No power. That is a subject in the Bible. It just keeps coming to my mind, and I really don't want to talk about a subject tonight. But I'm going to tell you something. Counterfeit religion is dangerous.
It is.
Bad, bad, bad dangerous. So I guess I'll go ahead and try to take up a little time with this. I want to tell you about something that happened during the World War II and the war with the Germans. Very little known fact, I guess, among most of us. But did you know the Germans come up with a trick that if it hadn't have been for the grace of God that stopped it, they would have won that war?
Yes, they would.
Come up with a little trick. You know what that little trick was? The Germans was out of money just about it. They didn't have enough money left in their economy to carry on the war like they wanted to. But they come up with a scheme. how that they could run the economy of all the, I'll say, the allied nations. Folks didn't know about it till, well, really just recent years. And an old German woman got to talking to some other people about seeing these German trucks going back down to an extremely desolate lake that was extremely deep. And these people got to wanting to find out what they was doing down there. So what they did, they got to searching, and they found millions and even billions of counterfeit American dollars. You knew about that? Sunk in that lake. Do you know, by the grace of God only, they didn't manage to scatter that all over the country and totally destroy the economy. Counterfeit. Not worth a thing. But guess what it would have done? It would have destroyed the real stuff.
Yes, oh God.
For that reason, I'll tell you what, I ought to just jump over there and read, but I hate to start right in the subject, so I'm going to read up to it. He said, "And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that they that thou shouldest give rewards unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them that destroy the earth."
Yes.
Somebody said, well, God's going to destroy all this. Well, God's not doing it now, but it's being destroyed all around over, a little nation here and a little nation there, and it's being destroyed by anarchy and wars and famines and sinful, loathsome diseases that people have brought upon themselves. All these things are happening. Beloved, and now John the Revelator was out there, and he began to see some things. And what he saw, he said, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. This can be very confusing to people, and I don't even want to go into describing or explaining all that is. All I want you to do is understand, John saw a woman sitting. And this woman, I'm going to tell you, this woman is going to represent a church, a religious order. And I don't, Brother Robert put lots of study into this. I have too. Got a good idea, but it takes a long time to explain something that's not going to help you much. But beloved, every light that there is in this whole world, every light there is, the sun and the moon and the stars, and as Brother Robert and I were talking about it just a while ago, every one of those lights come from the one great light, and it's called the sun. Now, beloved, you and I are the light. We are the light of the world. Beloved, but if you are light and if I'm a light, it's coming from the sun. Thank God. It's coming from, it's spelled S-O-N instead of S-U-N. But it is the sun, beloved. And if I can stand up, Brother Keith, I don't care where I'm at. I don't mind telling people I am a child of God. I'm the son of God. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'm glad. Believe it, and I thank God I saw God too hard. I died to too much to not be thankful that I am a son of God.
Yes, thank God.
Every one of these lights that is in the world comes from the sun. And he said, you're the light. And if you are, your light's coming from the sun.
Yes, oh God.
And he lighteth every man that comes into the world. I don't want to say much about that. There appeareth another wonder. And she, now I'm saved. And just telling you, this represents his church. Some say that just represents Israel. Some says it represents a New Testament church. If you're in the New Testament church, you're in the Israel of God. You were put in there contrary to nature. Beloved, to receive salvation is as contrary to nature as you seeing a buffalo fly.
Yes, thank God.
You and I were grafted, the word of God said, contrary to nature, into the tame olive branch, which is Israel. And he said, somebody said, well, all those Jews, they're not going to be saved. Listen, he said, all of Israel will be saved.
He did, thank God.
Every one of them. What are you talking about? All the Jews? Jews, just one tribe of Israel. All of Israel will be saved. But listen to what he said. He that is a Jew is an outward Jew. He's not a Jew. The true Jew is a Jew that is inward.
Yes.
A Jew in the heart. Because Israel is God's church. And if you and me have been grafted into Israel, the tame olive branch, contrary to nature, think what's going to happen when a Jew by nature,
yes,
the tame olive branch.
Yes, thank God.
Think about this for just a minute. You know all he's got to do? A lot of folks got the idea, all you got to do is this. No, they all... He's got to do, the tame olive branch has got to stand up and openly declare Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yes, thank God.
That's all he's got to do according to the Word of God.
Yeah. Feed his mind, Lord. Glory to God.
He's got to say this: if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe, he's got to say this, believing in his heart that this is the Messiah, this is Jesus, the Son of the living God. And he said, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Those of you who don't have salvation, do you want to be a child of God tonight? Would you like to put this off a while?
Yeah, thank God. Glory to God.
With a heart, man believeth unto righteousness. You believe God. I asked the other night, do you believe the Word of God? Do you still believe it? With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Somebody said, well, what does that mean? Might as well explain it.
Yes, thank God.
With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. I'll give you a little example. There was an old man of God got sick. And that sick was unto death. You see, when you get sick unto death, you're about to die. You're going to die. Because you're sick unto death. If you believe unto righteousness, you believe in your heart the Word of God enough to do what he said for you to do, and that is repent, that is to turn from sin and turn to righteousness.
Yes,
is that sin? Is that simple? You see, God has a perfect order. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Well, if you believe the Word of God, and you believe, when you turn your heart from your sinful ways, your self-will ways, and you turn it to a right type living, that's the best way I know to put that right now, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
Yes,
when you turn from committing sin and you mean in your heart, I am becoming a servant of God, no more a servant of sin, then when you confess out before God and you call upon God, then that is unto salvation. And salvation will come. Won't come shorter than that, and you don't take any more than that. He said the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple. I'm going to tell you something that scholars all over this world, great scholars, don't know. Right here, I want you to listen. You know what I'm fixing to say? There was seen open in heaven, and there was seen in the temple the ark of his testament. People have searched for centuries to find that ark. They say, we don't know where it's at. And then some of them say, yeah, we know, we found it down there. A bunch of black Christians got it down there. And we know it's in there, but nobody dares go in there because if they're not fit to go in there, they're going to die when they go in there. And so they're claiming it's there. But John said, I saw it, and it was in the temple.
Yes, oh God, dear Lord.
So I believe I'll take John's word for it. Now, I guess the black folks down there are going to have to get them another scam. And there were lightnings and voices and thundering and an earthquake and great hail. We're going to see more and more. And by the way, about 3 weeks ago, we had a world time, a lifetime history set of bad weather in 1 week. Well, we're going to see worse than that. There appeared in heaven a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, all the light it is in all the world. All of it coming from the sun, all the light in the world. Now with, and rather than take up a lot of time other than tell you this, his church, whether the Old Testament, New Testament, or both of them consolidated together, is the only light there is in this world today.
Yes, thank God.
Now, I'm going to go on and I want to show you why that this counterfeit money was used. Because the devil's still using it. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, in pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon her heads. And I'm not going to take up any time much with that, because that's a whole week's sermon right there. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. The stars represents angels that was in heaven. And this Satan that left his habitation, left the place that God had put him, was cast out of heaven. And every time Satan is cast out of a place, he'll carry somebody with him if he can. And he carried a third of the angels of heaven. And they become unclean. They were no longer holy. They become unclean spirits. And I got to tell you this, Brother Robert, right now, this, God put it back on my heart, but this is not a little study I just come up with a few minutes ago.
No.
2 o'clock one morning, I'm laying in my bed praying, because he said, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Said, I'll return unto my house from whence I come. And he returned and he found it empty, swept and garnished. And he carried with him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. And the latter state of that man was worse than the beginning. I'm laying in my bed 2 o'clock in the morning begging God, give me understanding of that. Praying. Calling God to record. You told me if I'd asked you, you'd give me understanding.
Yes, thank God.
After I argued around there and fretted a while, Sister LaVon, the Holy Ghost said, yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? You laying up here in a nice, comfortable bed, just as comfortable as you can be, and just ask me, and I'm going to give you understanding of the Word of God. What did I tell you to do? Beloved, don't sit around here on a seat to do nothing and expect God to do something for you.
Yes, oh God.
What did He tell you to do? I said, Lord, I know what You told me to do. You know what He told you to do, too. You told me to study to show myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You told me that the meditation of my heart should be upon Your laws day and night. Yeah, it'd be nice if I could lay in this bed and You'd give me understanding of the mysteries of God. But You told me to study to show myself approved. I got out of bed. I went over and I had a little makeshift study over there in the corner, and I had a light over it, and I turned that light on. I opened up my Bible and I laid it down on the table and I laid my face down on it. I said, Lord, teach me how.
Yes,
teach me how. Show me how to study. Well, what did the Holy Ghost say? Well, what? What is a spirit? What is an angel? An angel is the Spirit of God. Angels, He said He maketh His angel spirits. He said something else that I hate to mention there, but He said in His ministers a flame of fire. I said some of us is not enough of a flame to light a dry sage grass patch. But I found in the Word of God what a spirit is. Brother Roger, what do you say then? Well, everything that God made was good and very good. Holy, everything. All those angels God put in heaven was good and very good. They were undefiled. Well, where did the unclean spirit come from? Well, the word of God said, the angels that left their first habitation was cast down and reserved under chains of darkness till the day of the Lord to be punished.
Yes, O God.
But they weren't all chained. Yeah, but why was he cast down? What made them unclean? They left the place that God had put them. They left their place. Beloved, they got out of their place. You boys got a place. You got a place.
God, dear Lord.
You leave it, you'll be defiled. When they left it, they were cast out of heaven. And they were cast down upon the earth. Some of those people were so evil. I hope this don't happen tonight. Because one time I touched on this. Charlie's sitting right there. He felt the wind start blowing. He had on a short sleeve shirt like that, and his shirt sleeve started flopping around. And it went around through the house. I felt like I'd swallowed an ice cube. Try swallowing an ice cube, you'll know about how I felt. When I quoted the scripture, some of these spirits did so evil, so dirty, God cast them out of heaven, and He wouldn't even allow them to be loose upon the earth, but He bound them under chains of darkness. Some of them He put down there and hid them down there in the river Euphrates. About the time I got over there, Brother Keith, one of those spirits out there in that old Catholic church house, I couldn't stand it any longer. He had to get out of there. Beloved, today if we got any around here, I want to see him go.
Yeah.
Out the door, screaming if he want to go.
God,
praise the Lord. He let out a scream, and out the door he went. I looked over there, and some of them's eyes were about so big. I looked back there in the back, and a bunch of folks sitting in the back seat, and they just sit there. Everyone just sat there, just like it was in shock. And almost like somebody says, stand up, they all jumped up. And if they couldn't get a front seat, they stood up the front. You know what? Don't tell me you can go drag around head for the back seat. Boy, don't nobody get mad at me. Don't tell me you're going to sit on the back seat and think you're pleasing God. Boy, when that happened, they didn't want to be back there. They got up there just as close to the children of God as they could get. They wouldn't even bother. He was the only one that was by himself would lock the door. The rest of them, it took about six or eight of them together just to lock the door of the church before we went home at night. About 2 o'clock the next morning, I'm laying up there resting real good in a motel room. Telephone rang. One old big old boy, weighed about 225 pounds. How about that? I said, son, them that leave screaming don't wear me a bit. It's them that stays is what worries me. Unclean spirit had habitated that old church till we got there. Beloved, they can't stand it when the children of God begin to get over there in the hands of God. They got to get revealed. It was a rustling and a hustling around.
Yes, thank God.
I want to tell you something today. Long time ago, sitting there here. Started about 2 o'clock in the morning, but by the time the dawn come, I understand what made unclean spirits. They fail to stay where God put them. They defile themselves. And then some of them was bound into that river Euphrates, and God has given a sentence on them. And they are right there to a designated time. And when that designated time comes, listen, that river Euphrates is going to dry up. Y'all talk to Brother Keith. He'll tell you about how close it is right now to it. And it's going to dry up down there. That great river, many times in the Word of God, it just calls it a great river. It's a great river. I never realized it was such a great river before. And mankind's happy nature right along. They're drying it up. They're damming it up. And when that river is dried up, to make way for the kings of the east to go to battle, they think they got that war settled over there. Boy, they're not even in the ballpark.
No, they're not. God do bless your Lord.
When those devils that is bound in that river come forth, you talk about slaughter. You talk about blood running. Yeah. A little bit more is going to happen. They're going to attack Israel again. This time the Americans liable not to be happy in Israel. I sure hope they are. Yeah, 200 million, is that all? Something like that. You can't, $200 million a piece would reach from here around the world and back to here again, I guess. You think about that. 200 million men that's supposed to be killed there, you lay them body to body, it'd reach all the way around the world, most likely, and right back to this place.
Yes, oh God.
Yeah. They're going to be mad. They've been bound in that river all this time. They're coming out. Not even what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about that church that's sitting there. Well, he says she's ready to deliver a child. And I know this might confuse you, so don't try to get too much understanding as to which one of the covenants I'm talking about here. I'm just trying to get over to you that God's church. Now listen to what he said concerning Zion. Who has heard of such a thing? Who has heard of such a thing? For as soon as Zion travails, she bringeth forth children.
Yes, thank God.
Praise Brother Roger, Lord. You've been travailing over this. Really travailing. You brother been really travailing over this. Hey, I'll give us an example. I'm going to tell you what travailing is here, the kind that brings forth children.
Yes, oh God.
A while back, around about 10 or 11 o'clock at night, my telephone rang and I answered it. And this young woman said, "This Melvin Brown?" "Yes, ma'am." "Well, this is so-and-so." And she called over the name of her mother. Said, "She just told me about you and I just wanted to call you and talk with you. Way back yonder when I was about 16 or 17, I had an old rattle trap car. Telephone rang." No, wasn't no telephone. A guy come running up there, beating on the door. Will you go to Hartsville and get old Dr. Lovelady to come out here? My wife is fixing to have a baby." Well, I got one of those old boys there to go with me. Had to push my car off. Tore out the Hartsville. Went up there, an old Dr. Lovelady. I thought he was ancient then. He's probably 75 years old. Got him out. He come around there and told him what happened. Well, he took one look at my old car and said, "I'm not going in that thing." He said, "Y'all going to have to drive my car. I can't drive." We got his car and away we went. We drove out to Cave Springs, little wagon road, went around through the cave there and had running water. We down there coming out of the cave. Had a kerosene lamp burning out there in the little cabin. But when the road went up to the house, it was a trail went down through the woods.
Yes, oh God.
We got as close as we to the house as we could. That old man saw what he was up against, and you never heard a doctor cuss so much. Had the cocoa. We had him out there and he couldn't drive. He went down that trail and I could hear this woman screaming. Man, I rolled the glasses up. I locked the door and I screeched up over there. I couldn't stand it. They could have been hanging somebody and they wouldn't have been screaming like that. That's called travail. I heard your old grandma get down and tell some of these people, say, "You know how it was when you had your child? It took everything you could do and live."
Yes, oh God.
That's travail.
It is.
Have we done that? I hadn't yet. Have y'all? Just tell the truth about it.
No.
Soon as we begin to travail, children will be born into this family. You hear me?
Yes.
Man, when the quake, the woman quieted down, the baby got born, the old doctor was too tired, too wore out to cuss anymore. He come wobbling back up that trail, got in there, slammed that door and leaned back. Didn't say anything to him, didn't scared to really, just took him back to Hartsville, pushed our old car off and come home. Travail. That's what that girl wanted to tell me. I was the little girl that was born all those years ago, and I just wanted to call to tell you. When Zion travails, when they get down there and they do everything they can do and still live, you're going to see children of God born.
Yes, thank
you. Oh man, you're going
to
see children of God born all over the place. Not going to be one here and one there. Beloved, I'm just rambling around here. I'm going a little further. She brought forth a man child. Now, wait a minute. I want to read before that. The dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as he was born.
Yes, thank God.
What was it God said to Cain when he killed Abel? He says, sin is at the door.
Yes.
Listen to me. Sin is at the door. He didn't say which side he's on, did he? You know what he's saying, Brother Keith? He said, when you walk out that door, you walk out into a sinful world. When you come in that door, there's sin there too. So I said, you talking about there's sin in this church? I guarantee you the devil hadn't missed a service yet. He's here. He's going to stay here. Sometimes those people that come in, they're going to show off. A bunch of ignorant holiness people. They don't know what they're doing. How can you have them? Oh, it's nothing to them. I wish you'd let me talk to some of them. I guess we had one like that one time. I guess never will forget it. Poor old woman, her back is hurt so bad she couldn't even hardly walk. And she come up to church one night, and she had this big old ignorant boy, thought he was smart. You know the worst kind you run into. An ignorant fella thinks he's smart. Thinks he's religious.
Yes, oh God.
Brought her up there because she'd heard that the holiness people prayed for folks, and she come up there. And she stayed in there a little while, and directly she got to hear enough of the Word of God to decide she wanted to be saved. This don't take you 6 months, by the way. She come up there, power of God fell, children, God's hand went on her, she hit the floor, boom! Laying there just speaking in tongues, that old mean, ignorant fella jumped up and run around looking at the craziest bunch of people I ever saw, and out the door he went. She's rejoicing.
Yeah, thank God.
When Zion began to get in touch with God, began to get down there to business with God, the devil can't help it then. But the devil is right there. Soon as that child's born, I'll get him when he gets outside. Little old girl, kind of like Nell, would have been about 40 years ago, maybe a long time ago, received the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you how the devil's going to work with you now. Receive the Holy Ghost. Pretty little old girl, just drove Charlie Brown crazy. He just had to have her. Yeah, I talked to you about that this morning. Oh, Lord, just blessing her. Guess what happened? Some of these religious women over there knew more about how she's supposed to be taught now than the preacher did. I heard them over there. I never have told Nell this, I don't reckon. But I heard them over there whispering. Now, she's got to quit going to school. She can't go to school. Now, that'd be wrong. What'd he say? He's standing right there waiting. When that child's born, I got to get him. I got to destroy that child.
Yes, oh God.
Rest assured, he said, don't think it's strange concerning the fire trials that'll follow you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But after you have suffered a while, what did he say he'd do? He'd settle you. Oh, man. I told you I was born, I was a wild kid when I was little. Before they could teach me anything, they had to settle me down every once in a while, and they knew how to do it.
Yes, oh God.
You got a kid that's rowdy and everything, you keep on, do this, don't do this, don't do that. You're not going to teach that kid anything till you settle him down. And God's not going to teach you anything till you settle down and listen to the truth. After you suffered a while, he'll settle you. Then when he gets you settled down, then you know what he'll do? He will strengthen you. Got to get you settled down, otherwise you're just a wild child. He'll strengthen you. And after he gets you settled down and straightened, then he'll establish you. And then I can see old Brother Rusty down home, and I know exactly what Brother Rusty stands on. See old Brother Roger down there, I know exactly what he stands on. I see old Brother Charlie down there, I know what he stands on. Why? God done settled him down. God done give him some strength. God has done established him.
Yes, thank God.
God's order, Brother Keith, just as perfect as it can be. Just perfect. Just good. But he's standing there. Somebody says, is he in the altar? Absolutely. And guess whose mouth you're going to use? It don't matter if he'll think of something to say. Anything to keep you from travailing before God. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And the child was caught up unto God and to his throne, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. That is a pretty interesting number, about 3 years and 6 months. Whole lot's supposed to happen in that 3 years and 6 months. There's people that get all tore up. Now what in the world are we going to do when this bee's power come by and he's going to be in power and absolute authority for 3 years and 6 months? What are we going to do then? He got a place fixed for us. Y'all know that?
Yes, thank the Lord.
Old Isaiah looked over and said he was out there in the wilderness somewhere. But his church is going to be somewhere, and it's going to be protected for 3 years and 6 months. And those that are not the real thing is going to fall.
Yes, oh God.
And be manifest and be the worst devils you ever saw, because they'll turn against their mom and daddy.
Yeah.
Their brothers and sisters, their wives and children. Sorry, low down sinners. That is what's going to happen in that 3 years and 6 months. Now let me go on a little further, because I want to cover this as much as I can. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. I want to just skip down here because I want... And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Yes, O God.
He was cast out, and his angels was cast out. Now, I believe it said something about a woe be on there. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ. And the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our God day and night. You decide to accuse God's children. Remember who's talking. And remember that accuser's got to be cast out. The accuser of our brethren is cast out. I want to read that again. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our God day and night, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame him. How? By the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the blood of the Lamb, you would have no weapon at all.
Yes,
you would have no protection at all. And by the word of their testimony.
Yes.
Man. The word of our testimony. Brother, here I am again. Sisters, y'all pray a little bit because you got the same Holy Ghost I've got. You brethren pray a little bit because you got the same Holy Ghost they've got.
Yes.
By the word of their testimony. I want to tell you something. A testimony is not telling how bad I'm being treated down on the workplace.
No, it's not.
A word of my testimony is not telling how bad time I'm having to buy groceries for my family. Brother, that'll get you a home in hell. What do you say? I'm not ashamed of the testimony of Jesus.
Yes, thank God.
They overcome because the blood of the Lamb has been applied to their life, sanctifying them holy.
Yes, thank the Lord.
And after that blood has been sprinkled one place, he called it, after they have been sanctified and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, then they got a testimony.
Yes, thank God.
Well, sit around here, Brother John, and say, I don't have no testimony. I don't have anything. I just don't feel like saying anything. God stomp you on the toe just right, and you'll say something. Somebody said, ouch, back there, I think. Say more than that.
Yes, oh God.
By the words of their testimony. Get on down here. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death.
Yes, thank God.
What does that mean? They didn't like living? That's not it at all. They loved Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, more than they loved their own life.
Yes, thank God.
They loved Jesus enough to recognize the fact that if one died for us, then we should all consider ourselves dead already. They loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. You wonder why the nations are angry today? You wonder why there's so many divorces in our land today? You wonder why there's so many people that go and spend every penny they can get a hold of to buy dope to dull their brain, or alcohol to dull their brain, and try to cover up. Oh, they think maybe they can drown that conviction that God has put upon them, beloved, but that conviction can swim. You know how I know that?
Yes, oh God.
I've been out with too many fellers that thought they could drink enough to be happy. And you know what I'd have? Sometimes a whole carload. Had they drank so much, they got so happy, they were squalling and bawling and crying and begging, oh Lord, if you let me live through this, I'll never do this again. Next Monday morning, come out, you ought to have went with us. Boy, we had a good time. I said, well, I'd rather know what I'm doing when I'm having a good time.
Yes, thank God.
The dragon saw that he was cast under the earth. He persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and a half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood. Right here now, in case y'all forgot, is why I mentioned the Germans knowing that if they counterfeited enough American money and got it scattered throughout the nations of the Allies, it would ruin their economy. Everybody in the country have a pocket full of money running in, buying up everything they wanted. And nobody's got any real money. It was an ingenious trick. God just didn't let it work. And the woman fled into the wilderness. Well, that's not where I want to read now. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Now, up until this time and since this time, when we read about salvation, this Holy Ghost religion, Spirit of Christ, new birth, it is referred to as a stream of flowing, clear, living waters. Yes. The devil now says, how am I going to stop this church? Done persecuted the children of God, killed them, sawed them in sunder, fed them to wild beasts, made laws against them, killed as many of them as they could, couldn't stop it. So how am I going to stop this? Well, you reckon told the Germans to exactly what to do? Counterfeit them.
Yes, thank God.
Counterfeit them. Now, here's the difference in a spring of living waters. Many years ago, I started to buy myself an old house down near Cateca Creek, and there was two artesian wells out there. Oh, they were beautiful. There were cedar trees about that big around these artesian wells. People just made me such a good price on it, and it was a hard time, but I just had to have that, I thought. I'd go down there and carry my wife. I could get in a boat and go down Cateca Creek, turn up a little creek, and end up there in one of those big old artesian wells. Pretty clear water running out. Cold, just drinking. Old house sitting up there 100 yards from it, maybe. I thought, man, there's where I want to live forever. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, there shall be in him a well of living water springing up unto everlasting life. It come a flood. Water got up high. Some of the folks been buried, their casket floated out of the ground. And dead folks was floating around there in that flood water. Dead cats and dogs. Sewers backed up and run over. Filth of all kind. I told my wife, let's run over and look at that place and see how it looks. Away we went. We got up on the hill, and guess what we saw? We saw those artesian wells where they were supposed to be covered with filth, brush, trash, dead animals, old buddy, muddy, boiling water, rolling and tumbling. Couldn't even get to the real fresh running living water. Why? Because it was covered up with flood water. I hope you understand exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, thank God.
The devil looked around and he said, I can't stop this holiness movement. I can't stop these Christian people. But I'll tell you what I can do. I can send a flood out there and cover it up. You try to find a spring. I'm going to tell you now the only way that you can find in this day of evil flood of false religion and especially false holiness that's out there in the world, I'm going to tell you the only way you're going to find a well of living water is to know who is over you in the Lord and know of a surety they have the knowledge and the ability to hand to lead you to that exact place. Brethren, I'm getting strong with this. He and I knew where there was a spring of water coming up out of the bottom of what's called Lehman Slough. You know what a slough is, don't you? Just backwater just sits there and gets stagnated and filled with old carp and catfish and mosquitoes and frogs and snakes and stumps and rotten wood. It's just, you certainly wouldn't think about drinking the water out of it. But down there in one spot in Lehman Slough, there's a little spring. It's under the water. Old stagnated, dirty, warm water. But it's just bubbling up there. Fresh, clean, pure water. I couldn't have found it, Brother Keith, if I was dying for a drink of water. But I had a brother-in-law. He just about lived down there on that slough, and he knew exactly where it was at, way down there. Man, I got to have a drink. I know where we can get some water. I got to have a drink of water. I can't drink this stuff. I know where to get some water. Got in the boat, and here we went down the river, already in the boat. Went down the slough. We got down there, and he says, there's a spring right there. Right there. You try to find a spring out yonder in the middle of a slough. And it's that deep under the water. Now, here comes the next trick. He just jumped out of the boat, went all the way down under the water, put his mouth down in the spring, got him a drink of water, and come back up. Man, that looked simple, didn't it? Some of you boys grinning because you probably did some diving in your lifetime. You try to do that. But we would die and nearly for a drink of good fresh water, so we did it. Nearly drowned ourselves down there in that good fresh water just trying to get a drink. It's hard to drink water when you got your head already all the way about 4 or 5 feet under the water. But the thing I'm getting over is there is somebody God has got that can show you where to find this spring of living water.
Yes, thank God. Praise the Lord.
And everything that God hadn't got his hand on, teaching you and leading you into that, will lead you out there into the filth, the counterfeit holiness, the false holiness, false religion, false Christianity, and cause you to be drinking garbage. Contaminated. I believe I'll stop right there. I think I've just about confused enough minds here. I want to tell you something. Today, I'm not boasting, but I know what it'll take for you to be saved, and I can prove it with that book right there. I have had false holiness people all over this country to tell people, don't talk to him. He's liable to deceive you. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will dare you to take the word of God and prove that what I'm telling you is not exactly right. Oh, I won't do it, but old brother so-and-so can. Well, I double dare him to. Go get him and tell him I double dared him. Well, we might get a little bunch together. Okay, get you 1,000 together. Brother Roger, I've done this over and over. I know what I'm talking about.
Thank God, dear Lord.
Get you 1,000 together and I'll withstand 1,000 of you by myself. Because 1,000 of you can't prove I'm on the wrong doctrine. Brother, some of them jumping up and down hollering, they the real thing. But you got to wear 2,000. You know what I said? Get 2,000, but if you get more than 1,000, I'm going to ask one brethren to help me. That's all I need. Just one old word to read. Open up when I tell them what to read. Beloved, I'm telling you this for a reason. There is one way. Jeremiah the prophet said, I will give unto you one heart and one way for the good of you and your children after you, that they may fear me forever all the days of their life. But they said, we will not walk. He said, stand. Jeremiah went on to say, stand you in the ways and see and ask for the old path and walk therein. Brethren, what is that old path? That's that path I'm telling you about.
Yes, thank God.
You can call it a path, you can call it anything. One of the writers said, there is a path that the vulture's eyes hadn't seen. The young lion hadn't walked upon it. He said, there's a way and a highway, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. Not going to have any of that filthy flood water on it. How are you going to do, brethren, sisters? Are you lost? Beloved, today I want you to know, tomorrow morning you can wake up. Tomorrow morning you can wake up and there's going to be a dear... I'm not saying it will happen tomorrow, but it can happen tomorrow. Yeah. A change has taken place in the world. You can get up, your alarm clock might go off at the same time. You might get up and drive down to work or go do whatever you've been doing at the same time. But there can be a change made. And that change can be made over in Washington, over in France, over in England, over in China, over in Iraq. But these people can finally have come together and say, we've got this 10-nation confederacy all set up now, and we're in authority, and we got a peace treaty signed, and we're gonna, all us world gonna be at peace, and there's gonna be, and he said there'd be a 10-nation, I'm not gonna talk about that much, but beloved, there is a 10-nation confederacy that is waiting right out there ahead of us to take control of this thing. And the day they take control, it's going to be too late for you to holler glory. Too late. Too late. Too late. Too late. Yeah, those people are not sleeping. They're working on that.
They are.
Brethren, sister, I'm going to tell you, they're talking right now about war on terrorism. But guess who's going to be? Guess who's going to be the terrorist before this is over? I know this sounds like a fanatic talking now, but guess who's going to be the terrorist? Just think for a moment. It will be the folks that won't say I or why. All these folks has got a right to their religion. They can believe anything they want to. And it's politically incorrect for you to tell a Muslim that he is lost and he's going to hell. It's wrong for you to tell a bunch of gay folks over here that God is going to burn them in hell forever. And when it boils down to it, all this bunch of Jehovah's Witnesses running around there acting like they're so religious and persecuted, saying, there's no such thing as a hell. Everybody's going to be saved, ain't it? And all that bunch of foolishness that is instigated and energized by Satan himself, beloved. The only terrorists be left in the world will be those holiness folks.
Yes.
Now, if you don't believe they're going to get them, they're going to find a couple of them walking down the street in Jerusalem. I wouldn't care if me and you were them too. We bragging now because we might change our mind when we get down there. But they're going to be two of them walking down there. One of them's going to look over Jerusalem. Hey, Brother Robert, did you know Jerusalem actually is spiritually Sodom and Gomorrah? Bunch of sodomites, murderers, rapists, adulterers and fornicators, unclean people, lascivious, just idolaters and all that. Do you know that? Do you know the Bible calls it spiritually Sodom and Gomorrah? They holler in the holy city.
Yes.
A little different, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's show these people there is still a God in Israel. I tell you what, let's just ask God not to let it rain on them for a while. Things are going to start drying up. Start off those flowers all around there. Those show places. First thing you know, it'll be a pile of dust. Let's send them another plague over to Becky. They've claimed to be Christian people. They've claimed to be righteous. Let's bring them another plague. Two prophets.
Yes, oh God.
As they go along, they're telling folks how to live for God, what it's going to take. I said, man, that bunch, they're wearing us to death. Let's do something with them. It's not a bunch of them, just them two old hillbillies up there. Well, we got to do something about them. So they're going to kill them two prophets. Me and Brother Robert talking like we want people there, but we might change our mind if they get too hot at us.
Yes, oh God.
They're going to kill those two prophets, and they're going to leave them laying on the street. And they're going to be so glad they killed them too. Boy, we put a stop to that foolishness. Somebody come out, hey there, Zach. Man, I'm glad to see you. Little Miranda. I want to give you a little gift here. I know we've been mad at each other and we haven't been speaking, but how about buying you supper? I'm going to give gifts to one another. We got rid of them two holy rollers down here. They've been prophesying against us. Now we got them. They did. There they lay. So let's leave them laying out there so everybody can see what they really are. They're going to lay there. People all over the world. Man, it'll go all over the world overnight. Was that old Girazzo or whatever his name is? He'd be right there with his camera on it.
Yes, oh God.
If me and Brother Robert's not down there, we'd be sitting there staring at the television, probably watching it. I believe we'd rather be doing that.
Yeah.
When that prophet told us about that, you couldn't get a postcard from 30 days from that part of the country. But you see, God told the truth. People are going to look at it from all over the world.
Yes, oh God.
And while the world's looking on these bodies there, and while they're rejoicing, boy, we finally put a stop to that bunch. That old boy's going to start flopping around down there. The Spirit of God's going to get a hold of him. And when that Spirit of God gets to shaking him around, the first thing you know, they standing up on their feet. Guess they're kind of going to be looking around and say, whew. Woo. And there's going to be a voice. That voice is going to come down. I hope the television gets that too.
Yes, oh God.
Come up hither.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
Now we're talking about them weights that's holding a fella down.
Yes.
Boy, they better not have a weight on it in their pocket.
No.
Come up hither. I can see that guy. Oh, wait a minute here. Let me get a shot of this. Because the world's going to get to see them as they leave the ground.
Yes, thank God.
And when they leave the ground, a bunch of folks are going to look around and say, wait a minute here. These people are telling us the truth. Beloved, tomorrow can be too late.
Amen. It can.
Tomorrow, it can be over.
Yes, oh God.
Do you want to be a child of God? Have you made up your mind? You're going to be a child of God. Jesus said, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise turn him away. Well, Brother Alf used to say, if you've made up your mind,